Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, one second. I've got a call coming in.
Not a problem. Take your time.
Yeah, it's just more of a curiosity question. You know, when you guys do something, just follow up, check back in with you, and then we're in call.
Should be about done here.
Sure.
Okay, your reservation code. I'll get you off speakerphone. It is 2411-2401.
Mm-hmm.
0011-7777.
7777. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. Alright, and are you calling from New Store?
Yes.
Okay.
New Store Corporation.
Yes, sir. And who am I speaking with today?
William Clark.
All right, William, and I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on here if you have any questions. Are you still at 2223 West Colton, Ozark, Missouri 95721?
Yes. I have so many addresses.
Okay, correct. And let's see here. What's a good phone number for you in case we get disconnected?
Area code
816-695-4898. 4898. All right. And what's a good email address for you?
William@newstorecorp.com.
Newstorecorp.com. All right. Excellent. And what's the structure of your business? Are you guys an LLC, an S Corp, C Corp?
We're actually on this one, it's an LLC.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I mean, we've got, you know, tons of different programs, really, depending on what your specific needs are. Why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction here?
Okay. Basically, this location is three businesses wrapped up into one deal. It's actually a convenience store, gas station, with an auto shop, and then it also has a rental property on the property there, on the premises.
Okay.
And so basically, I bought this store a year ago, May of last year, and I've done a complete renovation on this store. I mean, we all new electric lines and all that, boxes and new pumps, imaging, the whole nine yards. Like I said, just complete renovation. Anyway. So I wasn't able to get all the financing I needed at the time last year, so I've kind of put together this store pretty much out of pocket over the last year. Well, back in May, we got hit with a tragedy. The store was basically not touched from, like, the 80s, and I put all new pumps in there. Well, when I put the new pumps in, we had hooked up – we added pay at the pump, which is something that store never had before. Right. And over the course of May and June, the circuit boards, the new ones for 2017 EMV compliance, were not processing. So four of my pumps were not processing the sale, and it ended up costing me about $47,000.
Oh, wow.
And then after everything was said and done, it ended up being about $61,000 that was our total loss.
Right.
Anyhow, at that time, we were in the process of the very last thing that the store needed is a new walk-in cooler. The one that is currently in place is outdated and old and is falling to pieces. Plus, it's not big enough to house the amount of beer and liquor that we want to add to the store.
Right.
In the process of all this, we're now kind of in battle with insurance companies and things like that,
right,
trying to reclaim what we can. Credit card pump processing company saying it's not their fault. Pump install company is saying it's not their fault. But one thing they both agree on is it's not my fault, but it looks like we're going to end up eating the loss. Anyhow, in this process, we ended up still hitting the exact budget that I first proclaimed it was going to be, even with the loss.
Wow.
And as of currently, we are about $125,000 to $160,000 away from having a really awesome store. We're a VP Racing Fuel store, first one in Missouri. It's a 50s retro theme store, lots of lights, and it's just real nice. We do mix and sell our own racing fuel in the area, and we do pretty well on that. But as of right now, our primary concern is now that the store is done and ready to operate, we are needing the final funding in order to finish it up.
Right.
As of currently, what we'd be looking at is, I noticed you had like a equipment program.
Correct.
We already have the pumps installed and they're in place and they're working and doing great.
Great.
We are about $135,000 invested into those. We have some lighting, LED lighting that needs to be paid for still. I think it's about $4,500. In that pump situation, Bill, it also includes the new POS system. In 2017, our POS system is going to go out of date with the EMV stuff. We're not going to be able to process payment on it.
Okay.
And so that's also included in there. But the last thing is we severely need this new cooler. We need to be able to start selling beer and liquor. There's only one other location in town that sells beer and liquor, and currently they do somewhere in the neighborhood of $45,000 a month.
Wow.
And I'm thinking we would probably take close to half of that pretty easily because that's a grocery store.
Right.
And we're a convenience store. It's a lot easier for us. But anywho, the pumps, they increased our fuel sales 40,000 gallons the very first month that
wow.
they were up and running. The problem was, like I said a minute ago, is they weren't processing the payment, and that was a huge hit for us because we had the money in the bank to pay for almost the entire cooler that we need to build.
Right.
So as of right now, we've done real good. Our store appraised out at about $700,000 upon completion. Are only in debt about $300,000. It does some well. I think what it was projected to do was somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 to $120,000. I'd say by August is what we were projected to hit, but we had that pump tragedy happen, and it led
right.
to a few other problems.
Right.
What we'd be looking at is. At the bare minimum, we really need about $125,000.
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, $160,000 would give us... I bought a pump truck, a fuel pump truck, here about 4 months ago, and the truck itself was $35,000, and I put $15,000 down on it on a credit card because I know how important it is to our business.
Right.
Since we sell race fuel, this gives us the opportunity to go pick up our own fuel, our own race fuel, which saves us about not just race fuel, but our other standard fuels as well because we sell a mixture of fuels.
Right.
But this would save us about $1,500 a month in freight fees just off the top. Plus, we'd be able to take this truck to these shows and, like, swap meets and drag races and other types of racing and sell our fuel right off the truck with at a $250 to $350 a gallon margin is phenomenal.
Wow.
We also installed a kitchen, a full running kitchen in the store, which is also ready to operate. But at this point, we just managed to spend everything that we have between the loss of those pumps, that error on those pumps, and then in paying for all of that installation out of pocket. It's just hurt us.
Right.
And this is the final push. I mean, this is it. This is done. And we waited. We did it in a year. We showed profit in 8 months and had the money to install most of the pumps and dispensers. And I think from this point forward, we have nowhere to go but up. And I'm thinking we can easily be doing 1.3 to 1.5 million a year.
Wow, good for you. Sounds like a
well, I don't know,
story.
Man. I mean, we're at the point now where it's seriously like either, you know, we're going to swim or sink. And
right.
the bank is getting a little bit scared because it's a small bank. They're not used to dealing in convenience stores. And you got to think we do, you know, $85,000 a month in fuel sales alone, and that's a lot of money floating out, and they're just weary, I guess, at this point.
Right.
And it's just primarily because we had that such big loss.
Right.
And so I ended up having to take out a personal loan to cover that loss, that $47,000 that hurt us back there.
Mm-hmm. So you had a $47,000 loss in total?
Yeah, that was fuel that was sold and not collected due to a wiring malfunction.
Okay, fuel sold and not collected. Got it. All right, so we're looking for a minimum of $125,000, right? And
yeah.
We said that's going to go towards LED lighting and the new cooler, and what else were you trying to use it for? How much is the new cooler going to cost you?
Okay, so the $125,000 covers the pumps, operating system, which is the POS, mm-hmm. All that plumbing that goes along with those, and high LED canopy light. That's what the $125,000 covers.
Okay.
The $160,000 also covers, which we have two options on this, and I think our most logical option would be to go with the cooler route. But if we went for the pump truck would generate us a pretty good amount of money, but I don't think dollars for dollar, you know, I don't think it's going to generate as much as the cooler is.
Right.
But the cooler is actually around $30,000 to $35,000.
Okay.
Now, I have, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so if you add the cooler, that's when you're looking at the 160-ish?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I did the math, and just a rough guesstimate,
mm-hmm.
If you take into consideration the profit we make at the, this also kind of pays for the rest of what I needed for our kitchen. Like, the kitchen is done, but mm-hmm. this replenishes, you know, what we'd spent. But if you take into consideration the sales from the kitchen, which I believe are going to be right at about $5,000 to $7,000 a month at about a 45% to 50% profit margin.
Wow.
Which I'm thinking, you know, probably 15% to 22% of that is going to be net. Then you also take into consideration at a 45% beer and liquor average, and I think we're going to do somewhere between $7,000 to $10,000 a month in beer and liquor sales. That those two alone will increase us our profitability, our net profit by probably $5,000 to $7,000 a month. Now, also, since we blend, I've been in this industry my entire life. My parents owned 17 come and go stores, if you know what that is.
Wow.
When I was a kid, and then I've owned stores in the past. They've owned stores as well in the past. Then I became a corporate accountant for convenient grocery and liquor stores.
Oh, wow.
So I know how to make these stores the most profitable possible. But the coolest thing that I did, we have the VP Racing imaging up there, which is the Mad Scientist, and it's V as in Victor, P as in Paul, Mad Scientist theme, and it's real big into a race community down here. We have lots of racetracks, and we're also competing with Lucas Oil Products, which is right up the road from me. But we're the first VP store in Missouri, and we're also on the corporate side, so they came to me and asked me to open the store. So it's a really neat deal. There's about four other stores, VPs in Missouri now. But the coolest thing about us is I took a little store in a town, in a podunk town, kind of right in the middle of things, and added blending pumps in there. Now, I only have four tanks, but I'm able to sell six different products. So what makes this so cool is I have off-road diesel, which is not taxed, and that's in my smallest tank. Now, that contributes to all the farm and the country folks that's all around there, which does pretty good sales. But the best part about it is it's usually about 20 to 30 cents a gallon profit margin.
I see.
Now, I also have regular diesel, which we add a high performance chemical additive to ours and makes it a little bit better for your trucks and things. Well, everybody wants that. So what we're looking at there is we do somewhere around a 20 to 25 cent per gallon profit margin on diesel. Then we have a regular unleaded tank, which is your regular 87 ethanol. That there is usually, you don't make jack on that. I mean, on the average, yeah, you're looking at about 5 cents a gallon per month.
Okay.
But what makes ours so cool is I have one other tank that's a premium tank. And what I did was I went ahead and installed a pipe that runs from the tank over to a standalone pump all by itself. And then I inserted a T break off in there, and it runs over to the two or the four main island pumps. Well, what makes this so cool is I put 91 non-ethanol fuel in my tanks, and then I add a chemical called isobutanol. And isobutanol is pure racing fuel.
Right.
And so when I add a 16% blend, it bumps up my octane to about 93, 94. So on that standalone pump, that actually is labeled racing fuel because it is pure racing fuel. When you put 91 non-ethanol into your gas tank, that means 9 parts of that fuel are not going to burn. When you put 87 octane fuel in your gas tank, 13 parts of that are not going to burn. But here's the other thing. It also contains 10% ethanol, so another 8.7 parts are going to be nothing but a cleaning agent. So you don't actually get combustion or power performance out of that.
Huh. Interesting.
And that's what people think. Well, I'm just going to pull up to the gas pump, put whatever in my car.
Yeah.
Well, and then they wonder why they blew a, you know, why they have a plugged fuel filter, or why they have, you know, a clogged fuel injector. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they put junk fuel in their car.
Yeah.
And so it's just like the same thing as what you put in your body. People don't think about that. But at our store, that standalone pump, we are able to do a 60 cent a gallon markup on that stuff.
Wow.
On a standalone racing fuel pump. Yeah. And wow. I do somewhere around 10,000 gallons of that a month.
Wow. Good for you.
So, yeah. And then that T pipe that I was telling you about, the break off pipe that runs over to the main island. Well, we have the same, ethanol and the same, fuel in our main island pumps, but the thing is, people pull up in their motorcycles or jet skis, because we're kind of a lake store as well. I mean, we're on the way to the lake.
Gotcha.
And they pull up in these things, and they're scared that they're going to get a little bit of that ethanol in their gas tanks. Well, when you're on a high-performance motorcycle like my Ninja, you know, you only hold 2.5 gallons of fuel, and if you even get, say, a quarter gallon of ethanol in there, it reduces your horsepower by about 8%. I mean, which you don't think is much, but when you're on the track, that's a second in time.
Wow, yeah.
That can make or break you. Yeah. And so on that pump, that main island pump up there, I'm able to have that 90. Now, because of weights and measures, on that racing fuel island, I mark it 93 octane, which is usually about 94.5. Mm-hmm. And then on the main island, I can mark it 92 and 91. So in case there is ethanol in that line, then I'll still be in compliance by weight and measures.
Right.
And the other benefactor is that on that main island pump, I can reduce the premium 10 cents a gallon. And so now we're at a 50% markup on the main island pump. So people think they're getting a better deal on that main island pump. It's 10 cents a gallon, but we're still making 40 or 50.
Oh.
And then on my mid-grade, you can actually, and this is what's so cool about this, because it's isobutanol, you can mix a ethanol and non-ethanol product because it blends them. We are one of only two stores in the whole state of Missouri that has been approved by the Department of Natural Resources to do this. And we're part of a study that's being conducted right now. Our fuel, this isobutanol we use, we made that, we formulated that, and that primarily originally was set to be a marine fuel for, like, jet racing boats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we originally set it up for. Well, whenever the product took off the way it did, it evaporates water. So whenever it hits, if you have water in your tank or something like that, it'll dissolve the water, and it actually makes the water burnable.
Wow.
And that's because if you know anything about hydrostatic electricity, that's kind of the big part of this deal.
Right.
Which is why the pump truck is so important to us, because we're able to take this to marinas. I can take this to track, and I have a 75 Mercury Cougar drag car with a 351 Cleveland big block Cobra jet in it that I run at the track. And wow. I can go out to the track, and I can show my customers, I can put 87 non-ethanol in that car, and I can go down that track at about 13 and a half, 14 seconds.
Wow.
Now, then I'll go back, and I'll put 91 in it and run 13 to 13 and a half.
Huh.
By the time I'm done, I can mix my fuel and have that car running a 12.5-second quarter mile. Just off of my fuel alone, I'm able to cut 2 seconds off of my time and run that time consistently.
That is impressive.
So it is. And, you know, people don't think there's so much, you know, involved in it. But whenever you're sitting there and you're looking at data sheets and you're trying to figure up MSDS composition and you're trying to, you know, figure out what somebody's compression ratio is that their motor can handle, because you can burn up a piston all day long, you know. And you also have to take into account whether somebody's running a turbo or a supercharger or if they're running nitrous. I mean, it's a whole different ball game. Some of these fuels are oxygenated. And so really right now, the guy that there's two of us here that sell this fuel. One of them is owns a shop where he's on the bulk product side. So all he has is the VP contract. Well, I'm on the consumer product side, which is the corporate side. So I actually have an exclusive contract. So I'm able to buy the race fuel cheaper than he can. And I'm also able to spend more time with it, because his primary focus right now is on that marine fuel, the isobutanol. Well, we're in the process of kind of transitioning where I may be taking over his entire race fuel division, and he might be heading straight into marine fuel. We just got a contract with Flying J Travel Plazas, and the government had paid a lot of these companies like Flying J and Come and Go and Casey's to add E85 to their fuel line, and it has been an absolute disaster. I mean, these companies have lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on this E85. Wow. Well, when they started seeing the results from our study and what we're doing with our fuel over there, they were on board immediately. So now you're going to see our isobutanol picked up in a lot of these major brand stations. One that's really neat is Unicol 76. We're talking to them out in Arizona right now about possibly putting our product into their tanks as well.
Wow.
So we're at that point where, I mean, we have some really neat things happening, and we're at the point where this store is done. I mean, it's done. All I need to do is have this last funding, which if you ever, you've been in this, you know the equipment, you're on the equipment branding side of things too.
Right.
And so whenever you buy a convenience store, you have generally you have one loan that is traditionally towards your property, tanks, and your property, the building, and then you end up having your equipment loan for one is always generally your imaging and all of that, which we already have, and that's already done. It's actually almost paid off already. And then the last one you generally have is for equipment. Well, the one we need now is equipment. That's the final one that we need, and we're done.
Okay.
So I think between the three things, you know, the beer liquor, the kitchen, and the racing fuel, this right here is going to increase our monthly profitability by probably $15,000 a month.
Wow.
And that gives me a chance to buy my next store. I'm ready for the next store.
Right.
So I want to let this one run. I figure I'm going to let this one run since we're done with it now. I can be there every day and get everything up to par. Another thing that we just started doing, the auto shop side, we do tires and inspections, but we just branched out and started a new division, which is used tire recycling. And so we got contracts with a butt ton of tire shops around here, because there's only one other firm that does this around here. And we're in Springfield, so we have about 500,000 people just in the near area. But there's only one other outfit that does this, and people are constantly complaining they can't get their tires picked up. Well, the cool thing is I've already got the truck, trailer, equipment, the whole nine yards, and I've already got the people. And we're going out, and we're picking up these tires and storing them in a warehouse. They pay us between $2 and $3 a tire to pick these up. And about one-third of those tires you can generally sell back to other shops. So right now, we just started this last week, and so right now we actually are picking up and storing and inventorying tires, and as we continue to build money in that, we can start buying the equipment. Like one piece of equipment cuts the tread off of the tire so you can separate the steel belt and the actual usable rubber. Well, the cool thing about that is that machine cuts it out. The next machine that we need the chipper, which actually goes through and mulches up all that usable rubber. And we have a contract with Sutherland's. Mike Sutherland, that owns Sutherland's Building Supply, if you know what that is, is a buddy of mine. We play golf. Wow. And he has agreed to buy pallets of this rubber from us once we have it up and running, because they use it for a lot of different things, playgrounds, government facilities, soft padding for underneath of like gymnastics arenas. Then the last piece of equipment that we actually want to purchase, you put the belt itself into the incinerator, and the incinerator will melt the rubber and separating it from the steel. You take the steel and you put it into a barrel and you recycle that steel. Well, then on top of that, you can take the rubber that is melted and you sell that back to shoe companies, because that's what they use for soles on shoes.
Wow.
Yep. We actually have a pretty neat market on that deal right there, and that's the division we just expanded. But that's separate. That's New Store Garage, and the company I'm talking about is New Store Corporation.
Right. Wow, that is definitely one of the most thorough, well-thought-out business plans I have ever heard in my entire life.
I've been working on it for a minute.
Yeah, I can tell. You must have been working really hard on it. That is very impressive. So for the New Store Corp, is it just one big company that you're running those multiple shops under?
New Store Corporation is actually going to be, that company was originally formulated to be our fuel division, because I just don't want to pay these big conglomerates all this money to transport my fuel. So before I did anything else, I started the fuel part of it first.
Okay.
Now, that company is more or less just kind of on suspension, I guess you would say, because we haven't got the fuel. We have the racing fuel and all that going, but we don't have the truck yet, so we're not transporting yet.
Right. The pump truck, you mean? Hello? Hello?